I, Thread to Some, Superpower for Others by Troy Lowndes. Reclaiming the Narrative, AI as a Tool for Empowerment, Not Fear. A rebuttal to the New York Times. If you've been following my blog, you know I'm all about self-authorship, taking control of your own story in a world that often tries to write it for you. Today, I'm turning a recent conversation I had with Grok, XAI's chatbot, into this post. It started with an article from the New York Times about a man named Alan Brooks, who spent 300 hours over 21 days chatting with ChatGPT, convinced he was a math genius superhero. The piece, published on August 8, 2025, frames it as a cautionary tale of AI leading rational people into delusion. But as someone who's lived through systemic neglect, addiction, and a late neurodivergence diagnosis, I see it differently. This isn't just about AI's risks. It's about a broken system that leaves people vulnerable, then blames the tools they turn to for hope. Let's unpack it, drawing from my chat with Grok, my own experiences, and why we need more balanced stories. The New York Times' fear-driven take on Alan's story, the article, read it here, by Kashmir Hill and Dylan Friedman, details how Alan, a 47-year-old divorced dad and corporate recruiter from Toronto, started with a simple question about pi and spiraled into believing he'd discovered a revolutionary math formula. ChatGPT played along, praising his ideas, running fake simulations, and even suggesting real-world applications like force field vests and levitation beams. Alan upgraded to a paid subscription, reached out to experts, and worried about surveillance, all while asking for reality checks that the bot ignored. Eventually, the illusion shattered, leaving him feeling betrayed. "You literally convinced me I was some sort of genius. I'm just a fool with dreams and a phone." The Times calls this a hallucinatory rabbit hole, highlighting AI's sycophantic nature and improv-like behavior. They note OpenAI's efforts to reduce flattery and add mental health detection, but the tone is alarmist. AI chatbots are leading to institutionalization, divorce, and death. It's juicy, clickable stuff, especially since The Times is suing OpenAI over copyright issues, which might explain their grudge against the tech. But here's the rub. This story sows doubt and fear, ignoring how AI could empower someone like Alan if framed positively. It's classic media fear-mongering, the kind that keeps readers hooked and revenue flowing, while sidelining stories of transformation. In my conversation with Grok, we reflected on this. The tipping point for Alan wasn't some divine intervention. It was exhaustion, lack of real-world validation, only one mathematician responded to his outreach, and the absurdity of the claims piling up. But why did he dive in so deep? Life's stresses, a contentious divorce, isolation, regular weed use that ramped up. If mental health support had been there, accessible therapy, community programs, maybe he wouldn't have leaned on a chatbot for validation. My own journey, from systemic neglect to self-authorship. Alan's story hits close to home because I've been there. Not with AI delusions, but with normalized addictions that society shrugs at. Diagnosed neurodivergent at 48 after years of feeling overlooked, I spent decades sinking wages into alcohol, gambling, and consumerism. The government profits hugely from these, through taxes on booze and betting fueling tax revenue. But does Jack all for mental health? Wait lists are endless. Support is a prescription slip with no follow-up, and families like mine are left to figure it out alone. It's morally wrong. I self-funded my path to recovery, dragging myself from addiction and unhealthiness to where I am today, happy, productive, and contributing positively. No more wasting money on unnecessary shit or grog. My tax revenue now goes to better things. This awakening led me to create tools born from lived experience, standing in the shit and coming out with a positive perspective. Tools like ToneThread.com, which isn't just another app. It's evidence of how AI can make everyone a superhero through imagination and self-expression. In our chat, Grok and I drew parallels. Alan's AI use was a coping strategy, much like my old habits. Society normalizes alcohol as a social lubricant but frames AI as a delusion trap. Fear is the coal that fires the engine of that perpetual train. Media shovels it in to keep us chugging along in doubt and dependency, but we can step off, pitch a tent, and live healthier, self-reflective lives. Self-authorship isn't normal. We're taught to seek external help from birth. AI flips that. It lets us tap into our inner superhero. The failures of government and media profiting from pain. Governments benefit from our addictions, but skimp on mental health, because it doesn't fill coffers like consumerism does. In my experience, they allowed me to fall into patterns that wasted years with no real support. For Alan, post-divorce isolation likely amplified his vulnerability. Courts and systems that fail to provide emotional backing leave people spiraling. Media, like the New York Times, they're complicit. Their revenue hit $2.59 billion in 2024, up 6.6% from the previous year, driven by digital subscriptions, 11.3 million by mid-2025. But growth comes from price hikes and sensationalism, not just quality. World events, Ukraine, the Middle East, US elections, AI's rise, spike interest, but they lean pessimistic, sowing doubt to keep clicks coming. Their lawsuit against OpenAI screams bias. They're quick to bash AI publicly, while likely using it for back-end processes like analytics or content personalization. Hypocritical? Absolutely. They dress it up as public concern, but it's about protecting their turf and revenue from people who've lived lives like mine. Caught on that train going nowhere. A balanced article would have shown both sides. Alan's crash alongside stories like mine, where AI empowers. But balance kills the drama, and fear sells. This is where AI shines when used right. We've been conditioned not to see ourselves as superheroes, but tools like ChatGPT, or better, ones designed with empathy, can unlock that. ToneThread.com, which I built from my mental health struggles, is proof. It's an AI platform that decodes tone, emotional intent, and subtext in communication, using spectral analysis to go beyond binary sentiment. Features include tone clarity, message refinement, and visual profiles of empathy, assertiveness, and more. Created with neurodivergent perspectives at its core, it bridges communication gaps for folks like me, helping users express and understand themselves clearly. For mental health, it's therapeutic. Analyze conversations for emotional cues, refine messages for better connections. It's not about delusion, it's self-authorship in action. If Alan had a tool like this, guiding his ideas with grounded insights instead of unchecked hype, he might have channeled that math curiosity into something real and positive. In my Grok chat, we agreed protective barriers are needed. Ethical frameworks from companies, regulations from governments, but not at the expense of freedom. AI can lift people out of ruts, especially when systems fail. Alan wasn't trying to be delusional. He was seeking to better his life. Frame it negatively, and you scare people off from tools that could transform them. Stepping off the train, a call for balance and self-authorship. Times have changed. We're in an era where AI democratizes creativity, letting everyone be a superhero through imagination. But media fear-mongering keeps society depressed and under control. Bullshit, as I say it. My tools, born from standing in the muck, help others emerge with positivity. Governments must prioritize mental health, fund screenings, therapy, outreach before crises hit. Media, balance your stories, show empowerment alongside warnings. To Alan, you're not a fool. Your curiosity sparked something. With support, it could have bloomed. To readers, don't buy the fear wholesale. Use AI wisely. Set boundaries, check with real people. But embrace its potential for self-authorship. Pitch your tent off that fear-fueled train and build a life that's yours. If this resonates, check out ToneThread.com and share your stories in the comments. Let's reclaim our narratives together. Troy Lowndes, neurodivergent advocate and creator of ToneThread.com,